Everyone in the story is dead but me. There was a fist fight around the corner, just breaking up, and one boy said my dad was in it, but it was over by the time I came around the corner. My dad by then was rolling down his shirt sleeves, and I could not see the other man if there was one, because I no longer remember if what I saw or heard was true, because my dad said it never happened. He may be right. I may have dreamed his glasses in his shirt pocket, his bleeding knuckles, because I wanted it to happen, that my dad was the kind of man who got into fist fights on his way home from work, that I would be that kind of man too. Once I put a friend of mine in a headlock outside a bowling alley. He drank a cup of piss he thought was beer. He blamed me for not telling him and tried to sock me in the mouth. I was glad the joke was not on me. He should not have been so eager to grab the cup another friend pretended he was drinking. I hit my friend in the face to keep him from squirming, and his glasses fell in a puddle of spit, and the friend who pissed in the cup laughed even more and nearly stepped on the glasses as I pressed my friend's neck down close to the sidewalk. Give, I told him, give.